Blog Talk Radio.
Christ. Amen.
All righty. Well, let's open up with some music here. All right. Well, boy, You Get the Glory by Jonathan Traylor.
Walking down these desert roads, water for my thirst. Thank you.
Next is God Has His Hands on You by the Brown Boys and Earl Duncan. Verses 27 through 31. And the Lord said to Aaron, go into the wilderness to meet Moses. So he went and met him on the mountain of God and kissed him. So Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him and all the signs which had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spoke all the words which the Lord had spoken to Moses. And he did the signs in the sight of the people, so the people believed. And when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked on their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped. Afterwards, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I shall obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go. So they said, God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us go 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice to the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or on the sword. Then the king of Egypt said to Moses and Aaron, why do you take the people from their work? Get back to your labor. And Pharaoh said, look, the people of the land are many hot now, and you may make them rest from their labor. So the same day Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, you shall no longer give the people straw to make brick as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves, and you shall lay on them the quota of bricks which they made before. You shall not reduce it, for they are idle. Therefore they cry out, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our Lord. Let more work be laid upon the men, and then they may labor in it, and let them not regard false words. And the taskmasters of the people and the officers went out and spoke to the people, saying, thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go get yourself straw where you can find it, that none of your work will be reduced. So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters forced them to hurry, saying, fulfill your work, your daily quota, as when there was straw. Also the officers of the children of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and were asked, why have you not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today as before? And the officers of the children of Israel came and cried out to Pharaoh, saying, why are you dealing thus with your servants? There is no straw given to your servants, and they say to us, make brick, and indeed your servants' fault is in our own people. But the Lord, you are idle, idle. Therefore you say, let us go and sacrifice to the Lord. Therefore go now, for no straw shall be given you. Yet you should deliver the quota of bricks. And the officers of the children of Israel saw that they were in trouble after it was said, you should not reduce any bricks from your daily quota. Then as they came out from Pharaoh, they met Moses and Aaron, who stood there to meet them, and they said to them, let the Lord look on you and judge, because you have made us abhorrent in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to kill us. So Moses returned to the Lord and said, Lord, why have you brought trouble on these people? Why is it you have sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to the people, neither have you delivered your people at all. And the Lord said to Moses, now you shall see what I do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand he will let them go, and with a strong hand he will drive them out of his land. And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty. But my name, Lord, I was not known to them. I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of the pilgrimage, in which they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, the Egyptians keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. Therefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God who brings you out from under the burdens of Egyptians, and I will bring you to the land which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you as inheritance. I am the Lord. Amen. I hope this reading was a blessing to you. And if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so tonight. All you have to do is simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. And once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you to the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Alrighty. Alrighty. Well, let's play some more music, amen? Let's play Something Has to Break by Kara Sherrard and Tasha Cobb Leonard.
and we still lit.
This is one for TikTok. This is me and my flip-flops. I am so saucy, cuz cross on my neck. This with my groove. Yeah, packed in a coupe. Yeah. Look to your neighbor and say, I got the juice. Yeah. Challenge, try not to move.
like music? Amen. All right, let's take some callers here. Let's start with 617. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
How about this is Cornhole Smooth, the crime-fighting gay superhero.
Okay.
I can't
how
even
you doing?
To the word award. Yeah, I'm doing fine. How are you, Pastor K?
I'm doing great.
I hope you like my new superhero alter ego. It's better than
Danger Smooth.
It's like
wonderful.
Danger Smooth, but better. Cornhole Smooth.
Okay.
Would you be interested in being my sidekick, though? I can really use one while I hit the sides.
Oh, yeah? Why do you need a sidekick while you hit the sides?
Because I need someone to fill in for me while I'm fighting for crime.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, let's take another caller here. 111, you're on the air.
Baby, what do you hear? What do you say?
Just talking. This is Grover Washington. Who are you?
I'm Cornhole Smooth.
You mean Cornhole?
Yeah, Cornhole Smooth. I fight crime. I hit the shies with the gay people. I swipe Cornhole going smooth.
Doesn't that mean you anal? That the butt sex is a cornhole, right?
No. It's not gay if it's with a woman. Grover, you know better.
I never had the gay sex.
No, it's twice. It's quite delightful. The asshole is better than pussy. You see, when you hit the shines, you're not going smooth. Things are smooth.
How you doing, Grover?
I'm doing okay. I heard a rumor that you got cancer of the balls because of the consequence of AIDS. Is that correct?
No, it's not correct.
How are your balls?
No, I don't have cancer of the balls.
What's wrong with the balls?
Did you try manscaping?
What?
I may have cancer of the thyroid, though. I gotta go in this Friday and get a biopsy done.
Oh, fuck. That consequence of the HIV from Farrar?
No.
They got medicine now. They cure the HIV. I saw ads for it on TV.
Yeah, I know. I don't have HIV. I don't have AIDS.
Thank God. Praise God. Amen.
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 You got any other calls?
Yes, I do. Let me take one. 111.
Yo, man, what's up? Why aren't you playing the doctor in music, you motherfucker?
Why ain't I playing doctor and music?
That's right, motherfucker. Why not?
I don't know. I was playing some
black guy.
Put me back on mute, motherfucker. Play some doctor and music.
Oh, okay. I'll play some Dr. Nan music. You're on mute. Okay, 506, you're on air.
Hello. Kenny.
Hey, what's up, Fatty?
This is Dr. Reverend Pastor Farmer Rabbi Deacon Diver Metal Detector Submarine Launcher Anthropologist Geologist and Fallopian Tube Kent Douglas Hopper. How are you, my son?
I'm doing great.
I am also an able seaman, accountant, actor, acupuncturist, acute care nurse, administrative service manager, advertiser manager, aerospace engineer, and operations technician, and business management of artists, performers, and athletes. What do you think about that, Kenny?
That's great.
I think it's
Kenny,
Jaffa.
A long time ago, I was also an oncologist, and the way I would find the cancer of the anus is by detecting it, by sticking it, my penis inside the colon rectal anus rectum and finding out whether cancer was there. So if you want, I can try to detect your thyroid cancer with my penis if you want me to. I will do that because I am a friend of yours. I will not charge you, and I will let you render my services to you as long as you want and need. Because you're tired from being an oncologist, Kenny. I can also tell you that I am an agricultural and food science technician, an agricultural engineer, an air crew member, an officer, an air traffic controller, aircraft engine specialist, airfield operations specialist, allergist and immunologist, and several other agricultural fields I'm in. I'm also a provincial assemblyman, and I am a U.S. congressman from Canada.
Okay.
I have the credentials, Kenny.
Hey,
I am a carpenter. I am a carpet installer. I am a tard wrangler, a cashier, a cartoonist, a central office operator, detector of a tard, also chemical cashier, cardiovascular technologist and technician, captain, mates, and pilot of water and vessels, cartoonist, ceiling tile installer, cement mason and concrete finisher, cementing and gluing machine operator and tender, central office and PBX and installer repairers, chef and head cooks, and I have a head cock as well. So many, many things to me. I am a man that wears many hats. Dredge operator, drag line operator, drafter, economic teacher, post-secondary economist, editor, education administrator, as well as dean of Mount St. Mary's, a coffee connoisseur, but you know all this, Kenny. You know all this.
Yeah.
You know this, Kenny. Education psychologist, educational, vocational, and school counselor, editor. Kenny, I don't blame you for being jealous. I am just proud that you are proud of me. That means a lot, Kenny.
Okay.
When one gives a compliment, it is customary to say thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Kenny.
Okay.
You're welcome, Kenny. I guess you could say I'm also an etiquette teacher, Kenny. Let's go to the phone calls, Kenny. Who else do we have on the line?
There's no more phone calls at the moment. I just pressed the one key as of yet. Okay, so until I press the one key, I can't bring anybody on.
You only let one black man on. That's racist.
No, that's, you know, you're the only one. You're the only black man that's pressed the one key.
There was
another
black
guy.
Who?
Oh yeah, there was Dr. Nen. He called in and said play his music.
You play it because you're racist.
Kenny.
Yeah.
I will call you back, Kenny. But no, I will pray for you, my brother. You are a good man.
I
will put myself on mute, Kenny. Yes, Kenny.
All right. Pastor Ken's on mute. All right. All righty. Well, let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today the wealth of the wicked is laid up for you. It is laying there waiting, just pick it up. And now by faith to take the substance to your heart, it is in your wallet and in your bank accounts. It is your faith that retrieves it. This is banking in the glory, and I am your investment counselor, says God. Others will say it isn't justifiable for you to believe this. Why would you listen to the voice of unbelief? The resources of the ungodly are laid up for the just, even those that I have justified, not by religious works or moral excellence, but by the blood that was shed on Calvary. Have you given up trying to be good enough yet? Yes, repentance is a prerequisite. But what motivates repentance that brings the blessing? The repentance motivated by my goodness is what I am looking for. My goodness leads to repentance that produces the blessing, says the Father. Make no mistake, says God. I have expectations on your life. There are things in your character and your disposition that have no place in the heart of a child of God. I will never relinquish the demand that you offer up and relinquish all those treasured indecencies that do not serve my purpose. And you know what that addresses. But realize this, my heart is to inundate you in the joyful holiness that brings you to the rejoicing and exuberance that will cause you to love and serve my kingdom forever. Fully supplied, completely provisioned, totally abounding with no lack, you will inherit and you will receive laden down with benefit the wealth of Egypt. Manna on the ground every morning and water from the rock. With your head held high, rejoicing because of who you are and what I have promised you even this day. And this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All right.
I was listening to that wonderful, wonderful worship, guys, not sitting on my toilet. Sitting down.
Okay. Well, we got a caller here. 111. Let's bring him on. Hello, you're on the air. One one one, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Okay, well, I guess you don't want to say nothing. Oh, well.
Maybe it was doing something ungodly.
It's masturbating.
Could be. Hey,
Ken. Pastor Ken.
Yeah.
Ken Harper called, and he read off all those jobs he did.
You reckon he did all them jobs?
No.
I mean, he sounds convincing to me.
Thinking that there's some jobs I've never had before. I've never been a nurse practitioner, medical health systems manager, a physician's assistant. I've never been a physical therapist. I've never been a financial manager or an IT manager, a web developer. I've never been a dentist. I've never been a lawyer, veterinarian. I've been a vet, but I've never been a veterinarian. Orthodontist. That's one of them doctors that jiggers with your teeth and straighten them out when they're crooked. For white people. I've never been a management analysis. I've never been an occupational therapist. I've never been a fallopian tube. Never been a research operations analyst or database administrator. Hello.
Okay.
I may have
found
my way around a few fallopian tubes.
I'm not gay.
Neither am I.
Ken, have you ever given me a shout-out in a long time? Why haven't you given me a shout-out?
Well, I've tried to get a hold of you a couple times, okay, and to see what you're doing. What have you been doing lately there, Grover?
I've been back in the United States for a couple weeks now. I was running drugs in the cartels in Mexico.
Oh.
It's a little dangerous. I've been looking for a place to sleep. I was wondering if you got an extra room over there on our dash.
No, I don't have an extra room. We don't have an extra room
where I'm at, Grumpy.
Where are you?
I'm all the way in Boston. East Rock, I live right next to St. Papio's. It's on the building on the web. You won't miss it.
Someone
sleep in the bathroom, son of a bitch. It's my wall.
I saw in the chat that there's somebody in there saying that this show is run by AI, artificial intelligence. It's not even a real pastor.
No, that's not right. That's not right.
You reckon he's using that chat, GPT?
It could be.
No, it's you. You're using chat, GPT.
I'm not an official. Okay, I'm not a RoboKin.
How can you tell?
Because I know.
How do we know?
Well, you just got to trust me.
Okay.
Why does Farrar claim that you don't ever use a microwave?
He uses a microwave every now and then. He basically cooks in the oven or on the stove.
What about the steak fries?
Well, I bought them. He would bake them.
I got a cousin over in New Orleans. He says he never had his steak fries, steak fingers before. Steak fingers don't exist outside of Texas. You believe that?
Nah, that's not true. They've got them in the frozen food section of a mini supermarket.
Which store do you shop at most? Heeb?
H-E-B.
That's where I like to go, the Heeb. They take my EBT card there.
Yeah, mine too.
I got my EBT card. It's an electronic version. It's on my phone. You scan it. It's in my Apple wallet.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Ken, you got any other calls?
No, not at this present time. I mean, I've got all the callers, but they haven't pressed the one key, so I can't bring them on.
They're being lazy.
He ain't come talk
well,
to us.
Well, monkey, sooner or later. Oh, we got somebody. Just press the monkey. 101, you're on the air.
Oh, no, it's Meat Wad. What's happening?
Who's this?
Ah, Meat Wad.
What?
How's
it's
the sidewalk?
Can you see me what size?
What?
Oh.
You're cutting in and
what?
Out,
101. You got the phone up your asshole.
He said his name is Meat Wide.
Oh.
I'm talking about the thyroid. It's possibly retarded, boy.
What about Pastor Ken's thyroid?
The thyroid cancer.
No,
I won't know until Friday, okay? He's going to do a biopsy then I'll get an idea. He's taking a couple weeks after that.
That was caused by microbes.
I can't make out what...
For Todd, I'm freezing up on the microwave, was it?
No. All right.
The
ball I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. I want to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama. Give a shout-out to Grover, Washington. I'll give a shout-out to Mike Hunt, Ashley, Dr. N, Tony Ferrar, Gavin Moorhead,
Shit-ass,
okay.
Ken. Yeah. Pastor Ken. Ashley says Ashley wants to call. She's the trans guy. The guy with the dick. Girl.
Oh.
The girl with the dick. The penis. But she's a woman. I think she's got a vagina dick. I forgot which one.
She wants to call, Wayne. Ken, don't hang up the show just yet.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I won't hang up then. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
she,
let's play some music.
She's got it.
She calls.
Got
to yeah, let's
a
play
bunch
some
of
music here. Yeah. Abundantly.
Thank you. Yes, Lord. Come on, clap those hands and praise them.
Black music. My God.
always on here, and Dexter is texting me, and now he's worried about you again. And we came on, we had an agreement that you were going to go back to your family. What happened?
And I don't know what to say. Happen. I don't know what to say. Difficult to speak about.
Ken, do you have any idea what happened?
No, I surely don't.
Because I noticed that whenever something goes on with you, something happens to Dexter. Or not Dexter, Grover.
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense. My balls are not inflamed, and my vocal cords are not. My thyroid feels fine. God damn it.
Okay, so how do we get you back home?
It's San Antonio. Don't worry. Don't worry about me. I'm doing fine. Damn it.
Okay, but I don't know. I just get really bad feelings about that Haven for Hope place. And I know it's close to the train tracks, and I'm just making sure that you're not going to the train tracks and put your dick on like you did last time.
Well, you think I'm that dumb to do that a second time? I might be black, but I'm not that dumb.
Oh, I know you're not dumb, and I don't know. I just get bad feelings sometimes because of how shady that Haven for Hope place is. I heard terrible things happen there.
Well, there used to be a pastor that would come and minister to the homeless and give them BJs, but he quit coming around.
Okay, so... Oh, I hope that pastor is listening to this because he needs to come back and maybe give some...
Got replaced by artificial intelligence, AI.
Oh.
His name is Ian Fishman. He lives on Ardash.
Yeah, Ken, I was going to ask about that. The whole AI thing.
No more free dick licking.
I just don't know. Ken, come on, we gotta do something. You can't have AI taking your place. You have to do these things on your own. It's only keeping you from going on the. Or from helping Grover, or?
No.
Clean the garage out. If you clean that garage out, you'll have room for me.
Too much stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to offer up room in my place, but I'm not sure if Grover would stay there for that long.
I'm not going to send any bi-trans.
I'm not trans.
Oh, we got a caller here, 715. Let me bring him on and see what we got.
Hi, Pastor Ken. How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
Okie dokie. How are your balls?
They're okay.
Okay as in normal?
Yep.
If you sit down, do they bounce?
No, they don't bounce.
How do you know if they're good or not? You thump them? You got to thump them like a watermelon.
Nah, I don't thump them.
Well, how's that Pastor Wanda doing? I've been hearing some stories.
Like, what you been hearing?
I heard she sneezed and popped out another kid.
Nah, that didn't happen.
She had her ninth child. That's why she's been gone. That's what I hear.
Amen. Praise God. It's virgin birth.
So she didn't sneeze and pop out another kid. You know this for a fact?
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
How's she been doing? She been hoarding underwear? She's selling it? What's she doing?
No, she's selling underwear. She's keeping her underwear.
Oh. So she's taking one of those vows of poverty, huh?
Yeah, she took a vow of poverty not to sell underwear. Yeah.
Is she going to be preaching again?
Yeah, hopefully in the near future.
She got fired.
No date.
I wouldn't.
They ain't got a date set yet, but hopefully maybe this week.
That's the state she's in.
She been keeping them kids of hers out of jail?
Yeah.
No.
That's good. She had a couple of missteps before.
Yeah, we got another caller here from 111. Let's check it and see what we got. 111, you're on there.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Sajid. I'm calling to ask you, how many times did you shake your genitals when you last urinated?
Three times.
That's good. The Hadith says, when any one of you urinates, let him squeeze his penis three times to remove the remaining urine drops. Sunan
Ibn
Majah 326. Do you think perhaps the reason why your testicles were infected was because you did not shake your penis three times every time?
No.
Ken, you're taking to this Islam thing like a duck to the water. You growing a beard?
Yeah, I'm growing a beard.
Oh, boy.
I think
there you go.
First by law.
Are you on your knees five times a day?
No.
No job.
You didn't.
Well, let me
speak
ask for that.
While you were in the bathroom, did you?
Yeah. Okay. Well,
if
listen,
you speak to someone,
I'm
you are cursed by law.
No, I'm not. Okay, I'm gonna end the show. I'm gonna say God bless everybody. Once again.
Now, why would you end the show? I was waiting to be touched by Christ.
See what?
Then you'll be
I was
to
waiting
to
be touched by Christ through your eloquent sermon.
Well, thank you. God bless.